My name's Ian Chambers. I love wrestling and I love my girlfriend, but my girlfriend doesn't love wrestling. But this podcast is going to change that.
I don't think it will.
Welcome to I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling. Making her way to the microphone, she hails from the only place in the country with a worse reputation than my home city of Hull. Weighing in at what I can only say is an average healthy weight, it's Bobzilla! Bobzilla! Bobby Hall!
Thanks for saying I'm an average weight.
You're all right, yeah? What is the average weight of a 25-year-old female?
Dunno.
So it's a beautiful day outside, isn't it?
Yeah, Easter Sunday today that we're recording this.
Yeah, Easter Sunday, the sun is shining, it's like 22 degrees. We just went out for a cup of tea with my mum and dad, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And as we were walking to our cafe, I realised that Bobby was wearing sunglasses very similar to the circular ones that Bret the Hitman Hart used to wear. And there's a video on our Twitter page and our Instagram at MadeMyGF, where you will see Bobby, much to my shock and dismay, the fact that I have met Bret Hart, we had several conversations about the man, and I've actually got a Starbucks coffee cup with his name on it because I brought the Starbucks cup that he was drinking out of home with me.
Gross. And that is weird.
Had it on display for a bit. And Bobby didn't know who Bret was.
No, if you'd said Bret Hart, then I wouldn't have questioned it.
I did say Bret Hart.
No, you said Bret the Hitman Hart, and that threw me.
Anyway, when can I get the Starbucks coffee cup out the loft and get it back on display?
Never.
Why?
Never.
It's iconic. He drank out of that.
Yeah, but it's gross. You're not like a little teenage girl with a crush.
Bret Hart's lips were on the rim of that coffee cup.
Why is that impressive for you? I think that's
strange. Because it's Bret Hart.
I don't like it. It's essentially just a piece of rubbish.
Anyway, last week I made you a promise that I would show you a wrestling match that features the only wrestler you claim to like.
The Rock.
Yes, and that's because he's a Hollywood megastar. It is The Rock.
You can't not like The Rock.
The match I've chosen for you is my favourite.
Would you let me kiss The Rock?
Yeah. I'll let you do whatever you want with The Rock.
Proper big smooch.
No, I'd let you go all the way with him.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
Would you really?
I'd let you do the full shaboodle. I'd let you go 10 rounds with The Rock.
Dwayne, if you're listening, get yourself to Manchester.
Would you let me have a spin on The Rock?
No.
Why?
I won't let you have a spin on anyone.
You can have a spin on The Rock, but I can't have a spin on a woman.
You said that I can have it.
Jennifer Lopez.
Absolutely not.
Just one night with J-Lo.
No, stop being annoying.
You wait. So this is the match I've chosen is my favourite match of all time that features The Rock. Mm-hmm. He is against a man who, despite the fact that The Rock is Samoan, has darker skin than him, and he's white.
That goes for all wrestlers that I've ever seen. I've never seen a pale wrestler.
It is.
Have you?
Yeah, Sheamus.
Is he Irish?
Yeah, he is. It's WrestleMania 18. It's 2002.
Mm-hmm.
The match is dubbed Icon versus Icon. I'm about to press play. It is The Rock versus Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Oh, why did you have to ruin it for me?
This is, honestly, right? So I remember being a kid watching this with my
brothers. You've shot yourself in the foot because you could have won me over with this one.
Look at The Rock. Look at Hulk.
Oh, God. The Rock is gorgeous, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got a full head of hair there as well, hasn't he?
So look at his thighs.
Don't look at his eyes. Look at
huge.
Look at Hulk. Hulk's 48.
Hulk Hogan looks absolutely
phenomenal.
Ridiculous.
Look at him. He's
what's going on with his beard?
What do you mean?
Why is it black and blonde?
He does pull it off though, doesn't he? It's
no. Oh.
Oh,
God.
Look at him. So
he's
if you've never
terrible
seen
terrible looking man.
If you listen to this, no, he's not. If you listen to this podcast, listen to the crowd reaction for him. So I've started this match. If you're a wrestling fan, you know it well. They are actually in the ring at this
the
point.
The Rock is so intense.
They are staring off face to face. The reason why this is Icon versus Icon because it's two generations coming head to head. It's Hulk Hogan who dominated the late 80s, early 90s. It is The Rock who dominated the late 90s, early 2000s. It is Icon versus Icon, and the crowd is responding to it.
Well, yeah, I mean they always go pretty crazy, don't they, anyway?
Yeah, but this is probably one of the biggest wrestling reactions of all time.
Hulk Hogan has more signs in the crowd, it looks like.
Yeah, it shocked the world because everyone at this point was expecting, because The Rock's the most famous wrestler.
We all know who's going to win this.
Who's winning?
The Rock.
What makes you think The Rock's going to win?
I just know. Wrestling is predictable. Oh, his skin looks so sore.
Whose?
Hulk's. It looks really, like, tight. It looks like you know, and you've been on holiday and you get back to the room and you need to put some after sun on. It's no, really but tight.
Look at Hulk's physique. He's 48 years old
yeah,
at this point.
Yeah, but he doesn't look as good as The Rock.
Well, that's because The Rock's like in his early 30s.
Look at his calves. They're huge.
Who, Hulk's, yeah?
No, The Rock.
Oh, listen to the crowd.
The Rock just looks healthy and nice, whereas Hulk just looks
Just explain
bizarre.
The reaction.
Everyone's going crazy. Everyone's going
wild. For Hulk,
wild.
Because it's like a homecoming for him. He's been away. He went to another rival company called WCW. He went turned from the red and yellow icon.
No, he's still red.
His colours were red and yellow. And his gimmick was eat your vitamins, say your prayers. And then he turned into a bad guy and he started wearing black.
I don't get any of that with wrestling. How are you? 1 minute you're a good guy, then you're a bad guy. I don't get that.
Imagine,
and some of them change their names as well.
Flexing.
Oh, look at his skin. Oh, that's so bad.
Listen to the crowd.
He looks like a basted turkey. He looks like a cartoon turkey, you know, like the sort of turkey you'd see on like Donald Duck eating or something. And it looks really, really tasty.
Hulk, if you're listening, one of your most memorable moments in professional wrestling.
You look
like a basted cartoon turkey. Fantastic. Mm. All right, imagine Holly Willoughby, right?
Yeah.
She's like squeaky clean, mm-hmm. never done anything wrong. Great woman, good presenter.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, after years of being this lovable legend, she just turns on the world.
She goes a bit Lily Allen.
She goes a bit Lily Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever that means.
Just a bit like, ooh.
Yeah, out of nowhere. The shock, Hulk Hogan shocked the world when he went bad.
Oh my God, his hair is so bad. He's lost his bandana.
Hogan's bandana's come off, guys.
He's lost his bandana.
Right.
I've never seen anything like it in all my life. What would you call that? He's bald on top. He's got long blonde hair at the back.
If I ever go bald, I'll shave my hair off. You know, and I always say this 100%. To all my mates. When my mates start to lose it, I'll say, brother, just let it go. Get it gone. Get that off your head quick.
Yeah, I...
Don't cling on. Whereas, like, if I went to the pub with...
Do you think you will go bald? Do you think that's the equivalent of, like, for a woman?
I don't think there is an equivalent.
I don't know, maybe, like... Yeah, maybe, like, when your boobs... After you've had a kid and your boobs go... I don't know.
Well, there's worse things that happen to you after you've had a kid.
Like what? How do you know? How many children have you had?
I just imagine the nether regions get a bit...
I don't know.
...altered.
I don't know.
If I was to go to the pub with Hulk Hogan, let's say it's 2002, and I'm like, hey, Hulk, normally... If you were my mate, I'd say shave your hair off because don't cling on.
But he's not doing this because he thinks it looks good, is he? He's doing this. He's the type of person, she's doing it to annoy people.
No,
it was... Same reason, like, why has he got a black beard with a blonde moustache? She knows
you
that
know
it's not good.
You dress and you look like the crowd, you end up sitting in the crowd, brother. I'd
he
say to Hulk...
Like Albert Einstein. Fucking out it is.
Oh, it's that point, if you've seen this match before, it's when his hair dries up a bit. But anyway, I'd say to Hulk... Keep that hair until the very end, mate, because you can pull it off.
He looks like a clown.
Looks like a clown, brilliant. Right, I'm just going to pause this because it's time to play a little game. You know what game we're going to play?
Which one we play?
It's two? Called Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick. Dig it?
Oh.
Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, dig it, dig it, dig it. Okay, this is Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick. I'm going to give you the name of a wrestling character and you have to tell me whether you believe...
Why are you laughing?
You, because you're trying to snuggle in like a weirdo. You have to tell me whether you believe that character ever really existed. And just to clarify, a gimmick generally refers to a wrestler's in-ring persona, character, behaviour, attire, and other distinguishing traits they may have.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's autumn 1990, and at wrestling events all around the USA, fans kept seeing a giant egg lying around. After months of hype and confusion, the egg finally hatched at an event called Survivor Series. What was that hatched? Can I hear you say? What was inside the egg? It was the gobbledygooker, a 6-foot grappling turkey. Real gimmick or fake gimmick?
Real gimmick.
You can't, what do you mean? What makes you say that? I want any reasons why before you can't just jump in and say real gimmick. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? Why have you got tears coming down your cheek? What are you laughing at? Is the gobbledygooker a real gimmick or a fake gimmick?
Oh, this is so annoying.
Because you know how creative I can be after last week.
I know, but... The gobbledygooker. It's hard because that wouldn't exist now in wrestling, but 1990 is quite a while ago. And it was just a giant turkey.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't imagine there ever being a wrestler that wasn't a human being. Because that, to me, is a bit strange. I'm going to say real gimmick.
Are you certain you're going to go real gimmick?
Yes.
Correct!
Yay!
The gobbledygooker.
Can I see a picture of him?
Yeah, let me show you. So I've pulled up an image of the moment the gobbledygooker hatched out of the egg.
What?
That's the gobbledygooker.
So that egg was just around for
months. Can you imagine being a wrestling fan thinking, what's this big egg all about?
You'd be annoyed though when that came out.
The gobbledygooker didn't last very long. There was a massive fan backlash. Everybody thought it was the worst thing of all time. And in 2019, it is widely regarded by wrestling fans as the worst gimmick of all time.
Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. Ooh, dig it.
Let's get back to it, shall we? Let's talk about Hulk's tan. You touched on it earlier.
Anna, what is it about wrestlers always having to be tanned? I've never seen a pale wrestler ever.
Bobby, right? You can't go out in town without tanning your legs. Imagine standing in your underpants in front of a million people.
Yeah, but why do all wrestlers have to be tanned?
Because we all know it. We all feel better with a tan. Do you know if you were going out on WrestleMania?
You wear a fake tan.
You know if you were going on WrestleMania?
Well, that would never happen.
Let's say you were going to WrestleMania. Would you tan?
Yeah, I'd tan it.
Of course you would. So
I don't tan to that extreme.
You'd love to be as brown as Hulk.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. I'd look stupid. And also, you got to look after your skin. I use fake tan. That's dangerous.
Let's get back to the wrestling.
His lovely, just natural complexion.
Yeah, he's blessed. He's Samoan. I'd pay any amount of money to wake up tomorrow as a Samoan man.
Why?
Because life's better when you're Samoan.
He's so lovely.
So let's not get too caught up on the appearance. We always say this. Let's actually look at what's happening in this match.
All right, The Rock's flinging around.
Yeah,
He's a really good actor. You can't deny it.
Can you understand how iconic this match is?
You need to compare it to somebody for me, though. Is it like, you know, musician-wise?
It's like Ant and Dec having like a match with Stephen Mulhern. It's like the next generation coming up against the older generation.
Stephen Mulhern is not young...
He's quite old, isn't he? So the great thing about these two is they've both got two really iconic finishing moves. Mm. You know what a finishing move is, don't you?
Like when it ends.
It's like your trademark manoeuvre that gets the win.
Right.
Like Stone Cold had the Stone Cold Stunner.
Who makes that up?
The wrestlers come up with it. Shawn Michaels had Sweet Chin Music. You remember when he kicked Ric Flair and told him he loved him?
Yeah, what's this? Who's winning this? I can't tell.
So The Rock's got Hulk Hogan in a sharpshooter right now.
I could
curl you up like a pretzel in a sharpshooter on this living room floor right now and you'd be tapping in seconds.
No, you couldn't.
Listen to the crowd, they're all shouting, Rocky sucks, Rocky sucks.
That's horrible.
Hold on a minute.
Do you think he's up?
Oh!
Do you think The Rock's...
What has happened?
He punched him in the testicles.
Classic.
Do you think that The Rock is upset?
That's Rock Bottom! Oh! Yeah, he is. But the Hulk Hogan just hit The Rock with The Rock's finishing move, Rock Bottom. The referee's coming across. 1, 2...
Yeah, he got up. Oh, he whipped him with a belt.
Right, while he whips him, let me just pause it again real quick. It's time to play our other game. It's time...
Celebrity Superstars.
Say it properly.
I'm not saying it in the wrestling voice.
Celebrity Superstars, brother!
All right, Bobs, this is Celebrity Superstars, the game where you have to choose the celebrity that would make the best WWE superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a program that I know you like, but I don't really ever see you watching anymore. I think it's because you know that I hate it. But which member of the Kardashians...
Oh, I only ever watch it when you're not here.
...would make the best wrestler and why?
So initially I was going to say Khloe... Just because she's like the biggest in height. She's also my favourite. But then Kim's quite feisty. She's a bit wild. Like when she found her sister's like ex-boyfriend had another girl in the house.
Yeah.
She went a bit crazy. I don't know, like she's just a bit like precious. Like when she lost her, like losing her earrings and stuff, she cries a lot. And can we make them a tag team? Can they do tag
team?
Yeah,
go on then. Who's the tag team?
I'm going to do... Chloe and Kim.
And what's the tag team name?
Well, they'll probably just be called Kiki and Coco, because that's what their nicknames are.
Kiki and Coco?
Yeah.
Good.
Brother!
Right, back to the match.
Yeah, go on. Get in.
See, you're into this, aren't you?
I like
it. It's because the key thing about wrestling, the reason why you're enjoying this, is because you love one of the wrestlers in it, and that's what makes wrestling fans. You want someone to win. That's his finisher. Rock bottom.
Come on.
Rock bottom.
Get him.
The referee's up. One, two. Oh, brother! Hold on. Listen to the crowd.
He's really shouting in my ear.
Hold on. Listen to the crowd. This is Hulk Hogan hulking up. This is his thing that he does. He hulks up. Listen to the crowd.
I can't hear the crowd because you won't shut up. Oh, God, it's horrible.
Hogan just hit his big boot. And now he's bouncing across the ropes. Now he's hitting him with his finishing move, the leg drop. And now he's pinning him. Count it, Bobby.
One, two. Has there ever been a game where they've actually pinned him on the first one?
Bobby, your favourite wrestler just kicked out of the immortal leg drop and he didn't react whatsoever.
I don't know what that means.
That's his third rock bottom. Oh, right. This is the most electrifying move in sports entertainment. This is called the people's elbow.
Yeah.
He throws his elbow pad out. He swings his arms out. He bounces across the ropes. He flicks his leg out. He drops the elbow. Boom. The people's elbow. The most electrifying move in sports entertainment. One, two, three.
Called it, didn't I?
What, The Rock?
The people are cheering now.
He's cooking.
People are cheering for him now.
He does have fans out there. It was just the more vocal ones with the Hulk Hogan fans. So The Rock won.
Yeah.
You called it. That is... moment that Hulk Hogan passed the torch, I'd say.
Moving forward, if I put in a guess of who was going to win, I'd get it right every time.
We can do that going forward, yeah?
It's so predictable.
Well, you can try and guess every single time then.
I will, and I'll get it right every single time. When did The Rock retire?
He's not really retired, he might still come back.
That would be so good.
Would you watch that?
Yeah.
Can you imagine The Rock now, the beast of The Rock now? So there you go, as he celebrates in the background, that is your fourth wrestling match you've ever seen. I gave you The Rock. Did you enjoy it?
You did give me The Rock, but you didn't really give me The Rock as I would like to see him, did you? Because you put Hulk Hogan in there and you know I hate him.
So you found...
He's like giving you a slice of really lovely caramel dessert and putting chocolate ice cream on it because you don't like chocolate ice cream.
You just refer to The Rock as a lovely caramel dessert.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, God. Oh, that's pathetic. He's put his hand out to shake his hand, I think. Why?
Respect. They shake hands. The torch has been passed.
Does that mean that Hulk Hogan doesn't wrestle anymore?
No, he went on to win the title after this, actually.
What?
Yeah, true story. Do you feel like I've made any progress?
No, not at all.
All right, so if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could rate and review us. Just click 5 stars and then click write a review. When you leave that review, tell me what your first name is and your profession is. And me and Bobby will give you a wrestling name, won't we?
Yeah, I like doing that bit. Yeah.
Just want to read out a couple of reviews we've had. This one from Martin says, "This is all too familiar. I've been trying to get my wife into wrestling for the past 2 years. I feel your pain with Bobby. Glad you're educating her. I showed my wife Ric Flair versus Shawn Michaels when it was over. And she said, why's that old woman in the blue knickers crying? Poor Ric Flair."
What's her? Yeah, she's right.
Louis says, "Ian, it's time to ramp it up. Show Bobby a Royal Rumble." And he's given himself a wrestling name, Lunatic Lou.
I don't like the Royal Rumble. Did we ever tell anyone why I don't like the Royal Rumble?
No, why don't you like the Royal Rumble?
Because my dream is to go to New York, and I've never gone. And then one day I was listening to Ian on the radio talk about how he's booked these flights to New York, and I'm thinking, oh my God, he's taking me to New York. Couldn't believe it. Was so excited. He obviously didn't know I was listening. As the segment went on, it turns out that actually he was going to New York. I was getting left on my own. And he's going to watch the Royal Rumble, so no.
Sorry, but I did go to Carrie Bradshaw's house for you and take a picture.
Oh, how lovely that you went to my ideal destination.
I'll take you one day. I promise I'll take you one day. Mm. Right, let's wrap this up. Bobby still doesn't love wrestling. It's pretty obvious. And that's why we'll be back next Tuesday with another episode of I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling. Say bye.
Bye.